Friday here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We told you that we'd have this young man on, and he is here. Dr. Marvin Sapp is here to talk about his School of Choice tour, start of February 10th. And Dr. Sapp will be traveling across the country, meeting with press, ministers, and civic leaders, trying to get them involved in making charter schools more qualified and giving a quality education to our kids. Welcome, Dr. Marvin Sapp.
Hey, yo, how y'all doing, AG?
What's up?
What's going on, everybody? Everybody good?
Yeah, everybody's good. So tell us about Schools Incorporated.
Well, Gravis Ellington Academy of Arts and Technology, better known as Great School, is the first and only pre-K through 12 performing arts and technology public charter school in all of West Michigan. It was founded by myself and my wife 2 years ago, actually, and we've gone from having no students to having over 400 students on roll, even as we speak.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm really, really excited. Our program right now is pre-K through 9. We're going to add 10th and 11th and 12th grade every year to follow. And we're just doing some exceptional things, and we're seeing some great things happen in the lives of young people in Western Michigan. So, you know, we did a partnership with an organization called Bayo, received a sizable grant to put together a tour to really promote school of choice and education reform in the Southeast United States. So we're going to be going to major cities in major states down in the Southeast United States, and we're going to be promoting education reform and doing free concerts.
Yes, literally, sir. Dr. Marvin Sapp joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. And I was reading, said that there are over 1 million families on the waiting list to get accepted into charter schools across the country. So there's a lack of charter schools, and it's amazing to think that you have a million people that are just waiting to get on.
I mean, it is amazing. And I think what people fail to miss is this, and I make this statement everywhere I go, that, you know, children are not just our future, they are now. And I think what many folks fail to realize is that there's an argument between charter schools and the public school system. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, the affluent, we have choice. You know, I've been blessed to send my children to the best school in West Michigan. But that's because I'm financially able to do so. But what about that single unwed mother, that single mom who has to send her child to a failing school because she has no option, she has no choice? So I think that in this season and time, you know, we need to give them those options, those choices, so that, you know, that urban child can have the opportunity to excel and to be able to function at the optimum level.
When we talk about charter schools, the benefit of a charter school?
I mean, the benefit of the charter school is actually the whole concept of the aspect of choice. You know, that if, you know, the mom has a child in the inner city and the school that they have is a failing school, you know, why should she have to send her baby to a school that doesn't have the books that they need? Why should she have to send her baby to a school that doesn't have all the things that they need? And not just the single unwed mother. It could be a married couple that doesn't have the financial ability to be able to send their child to a school that is excelling. Why don't we give them the opportunity to give them that choice to do so?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been blessed to open up, you know, Ellington, really trying to do some things that, you know, to bring about change in children's lives. My kid, you know, my baby girl, even now, you know, every student in her school has a MacBook Pro. They gave them a MacBook Pro because all of their books are now on the MacBook. You know,
right.
They don't have to carry books, but they have everything on MacBook. You know, they have, you know, tablets, if you will, that they've been able to use in order to make sure that they can compete. And so when I saw that at my daughter's school, you know, the first thing I did was make sure that in our technology school, we went and bought a bunch of iPads.
Yeah.
We went and bought tablets. You know, my students have the ability to work on, you know, IBM computers as well as Mac computers, because we want to make sure and to ensure that, you know, once they leave, that they are able to function, you know, like every other child.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we need to use a whole other aspect of our brain and to be able to succeed. So, you know, there's more to Marvin Sapp than never would have made it just in me and my testimony. You know, I just think that, you know, we have to step up and do what it takes to make sure that we create a better future for our youth and for our children, specifically in the urban community. So I'm excited about the tour.
Man.
We're going to 11 cities. We start in Indianapolis. We go from Indianapolis to Louisville, Kentucky, from Louisville, Kentucky to Nashville. And then we do Chattanooga, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Florida, Matter of fact, when we come to Atlanta, we're going to be at Morehouse, Jacksonville, Florida, Huntsville, Alabama. We're doing Montgomery, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana. And then we're closing out in Memphis, Tennessee. And all of these concerts are free. I'm going to be live in concert, bringing the whole light rig and sound. And then we also have my label maker that's going to be out there with me, Latisse Crawford. And also my brother Henry Sapp is going to be there doing comedy. Just some everywhere. They can go to MarvinSapp.com, or better yet, go to my Facebook page, the official Marvin Sapp page, and they can find our information. Also, we're going to be posting it on Twitter at Marvin Sapp, the different places that we're going to be as well. So I'm really excited about the tour. What makes me so excited, though, most importantly, is that it's free. Every night it's going to be free. So all people have to do is just get there and prayerfully get in, and we can have a great time.
He is Dr. Marvin Sapp, sir. And the 2014 School of Choice Tour starts February 10th.
Yeah.
And he will visit a lot of cities, so log on to his website, and you can find out exactly where he will be. Also, his Twitter and his Facebook. It's always good to talk to you, Doctor.
It's great talking to you, too. Tell the bishop I'm sending the tithe in for Teddy P this morning.
Okay. You are crazy.
I'm glad to know that your ties made it.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to your church. Trust me.
Have a good one.
Okay, man. Thanks. All right, coming up in headlines.